श्री श्रीमा जी दंड को स्वामी श्लेषी भक्त विरांत स्वामी प्रभु पाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर चार्ज श्री प्रभु पाद की जय नाम चार्ज श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत राधा शिवाश्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवरान की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्री मायापुर धाम की जय, गंगा मई की जय, जमुना मई की जय, तुलसी महारानी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, शिल प्रभुभार की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। Glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Shri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 28, Text 51. Tatra purva tada kaschit saka brahmana atmavan sampayan bhagina sanna dhammaha durutim prabho tatra purva tada kaschit Ka Brahmana Atmavan Sampayan Bhagyama Sanna Tamaha Rudatim Prabho Tatra, in that place, Purvataraha, previous, Kaschit, someone, Saka, friend, Brahmana, Brahman, Atmavan, very learned scholar, Sanirayan, pacifying, Bhoguna, very nice. Samna, mitigating words. Tam, unto her. Aha, said. Rudatim, while she was crying. Prabho, my dear team. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear king, one Brahman, who was an old friend of King Paranjana, came in that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. Report. The appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahmin is very significant. In his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to Vedic injunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entity side by side. According to the Shruti mantra, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakkaya, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity as Suhrit, the best friend. The Lord is always eager to have the living entity come home, back to Godhead, sitting with the living entity as witness. The Lord gives him all chances to enjoy himself materially. But whenever there is an opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment and instead turn his face toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. This is technically called Vani Seva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse, Vyavasayatmika Budhir Ekeya Kuru Nandana, Bhagavad Gita 2:41, that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, appeared before the queen as a Brahmin. But why didn't he appear in his original form as Sri Krishna? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that unless one is very highly elevated in loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot see him as he is. Nonetheless, if one sticks to the principles enunciated by the spiritual master, somehow or other he is in association with the Supreme Personality of God. Since the Lord is in the heart, he can advise a sincere disciple from within. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami budi yogam tram enamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of God by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush in Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Srila Dilvamangala Thakur has therefore said, Bhakti sthayi sthira tatha bhagavan yadi sya daivena na phalati divya kishor mutihi mukti svayam mukli tanjali sevate sman dharmarta kama gayata samarya pratiksha. If I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily can I perceive your presence everywhere. And as far as liberation is concerned, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and kama, sense gratification, stand with her. From the Krishna Karnamrita, 107. If one is very highly advanced in devotional service, he will have no difficulty in seeing the Supreme Personality of God. If one engages in the service of the spiritual master, he not only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but attains liberation. As far as material conveniences are concerned, they automatically come. Just as the maid servants of a queen follow the queen wherever she goes. Liberation is no problem for the pure devotee. And all material conveniences are simply awaiting him at all stages of life. Om Agyanatam Randasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshari Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Ukam Kroti Vachalam Kundalanda Ekeke Vija Vida Tamam Vindhi Chita Hare Krishna. Very significant words. Srila Prabhupada, I don't know the reference here, but someone, maybe Surishar, you can tell us. Srila Prabhupada relates to this verse, the Avisayat Nakabudi, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, as the turning point in his conviction and his determination to go to America and to spread Krishna consciousness. Is that not right? This was the turning point. He read this verse and he understood what he says here. When one becomes serious to follow the mission, please note these words, the mission of the spiritual master. When one becomes serious, he said, he took these words of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that this ekeha, vyavasayatmaku buddhi, ekeha, fixed mind, one-pointed, nothing else, the mission of Gurudev. That one-pointed intelligence, that becomes tantamount. Now, who knows the meaning of the word tantamount? few of you. Many of you don't. It's a good word. It's a really good word. Yesterday we were talking about language and English as opposed to other. English does have some good words. It's missing also. But this is a good word, tantamount. Tantamount means with the same seriousness, with the same effect, with the same just like. Not exactly the same, but just like it, with the same effect. When one becomes serious to serve the mission of the spiritual master, that is tantamount to seeing Krishna. To seeing the personality of Godhead. That seriousness. And one actually does see the Lord. Because the Lord is present in that mission. The Lord is present. It is Krishna's mission. The mission of Guru, the mission of the spiritual master, is Krishna's mission. It's not his personal mission. It's not his personal ambition for name or fame or any sort of achievement. It is purely 100% the service of Krishna. Therefore, to serve that mission is to see Krishna in the mission of Gurudev, in his instructions. This is tantamount. There's much more that can be said about this verse and this purport. But today is a very special day. So many things to talk about and little time. We have several of our acharyas, especially Srinivas Thakur, Gadadhar Das, Dhananjaya, who left the world on this day, giving rise to this song that we sung by Naratan, who was so close to Srinivas. They were brothers in all senses except birth. And feeling his separation, he wrote this. And not only his, but a line of separate now, one after another. Sometimes we feel like that, isn't it, Sureshwar? And other of my God brothers, we're feeling another one goes one by one. We're getting on like that.
Not me, I will never die.
Oh, thank you. Let me stick with you. Hey. Of course, we will never die. But this body is going to go. We're going to leave. And like that, we've so many of our friends, they've left. And we also feel like this. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, we just celebrated or observed or lamented, all of those put together, his own departure from this, our direct vision. But just like here, Srila Prabhupada took this verse and he was thinking, yes, my spiritual master, yes, he is no longer present in front of me in his physical form, but he is here in his words, in his mission. He is here, and in him, in his mission, I can see Krishna. I must serve that mission with one point, with single-minded, pointed enthusiasm and direction, no other distraction. And then I am with my Gurudev. He always felt like that. That his guru, his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, was with him constantly. So we can also have Srila Prabhupada with us constantly by serving his mission. Now, of course, there's so many dimensions of that mission. So many dimensions. Srinivasacharya was the first to introduce one of the most critical elements of that mission, book distribution. Srinivas, as many of you know, was sent, I'll read something about Srinivas, because my memory is so, Srinivas his father was Chaitanya Das, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically told his father, Chaitanya Das, soon your wife will give birth to a son named Srinivas, said Lord Chaitanya. And through Srinivas, all the bhakti shastras of Rup and Sanatana will be distributed. So Srinivas's mission was already given by from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Jiva Goswami taught him the entire philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and gave him this title, Acharya. So accepting Sri Jiva's order, Srinivas and his two friends, Shyamananda and Narottama, the transcendental trio. It's like in our early days, we've just been blessed. We are still blessed with the association of Gurudas. And we saw how those Prabhupada sent out these teams. Gurudas and Jamuna and Shyamasundar and Malati and Mukunda and Janaki. This trio with their trio. The triple trio. Or double trio. The trio of men and the trio of ladies. And they went out and they did like Srinivas, Narottam, and Shyamananda. And they pioneered the first transcendental book distribution party by bullock cart. And there's some stories about that. And Srinivasacharya initiated many disciples, Ramchandra Kaviraj and others. He wrote songs, the Sat Goswami Ashtakam, which we sing, and introduced a special kirtan style. I'd love to know more about that. I believe there's devotees here in Mayapur who are trying to preserve the kirtan of Narottam and Srinivas more later. When leading kirtan, he would sometimes lose his voice from chanting so long. I can relate to that. Besides his external activities of preaching and writing, Srinivasacharya practiced intensive Raghunuga Bhajan. There's more about this, about his Bhajan in Manasi Seva. You can read this. And then he revealed his Siddhasroop as Mani Manjari. So just one thing, the gopis told Mani Manjari to supply colors to Radhika and side with them in their war against Shyam. So in this way, Srinivas was such a wonderful devotee, a pioneer of Krishna consciousness, as our Srila Prabhupada. And as you, then also pioneer. Now, Gadadhar Das, not to be confused with Gadadhar Pandit, these are two different Gadadhars. Sometimes it's a little confused. But Gadadhar Pandit, of course, the associate of Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Das, was another devotee who was considered to be the united form of Chandrakanti Gopi and Purnananda, an expansion of Lord Balaram's dear girlfriend. Chandrakanti Gopi is considered to be the effulgence of Radharani. So he had also many different leelas with Mahaprabhu. But one that is notable here is a meeting that he had with the Qazi of his area. As you know, here in Navadvip in Mayapur, Mahaprabhu himself met with the Qazi and converted him. So similarly, Gadadhar met with his own local Qazi, who was very inimical and not very nice to Vaishnavs. And he went, he was dancing and chanting outside the Qazi's home, and the Qazi came out and said, "You're disturbing my peace, you're wrecking my sleep, and get out of here, what are you doing?" He was all upset with him. But then he saw him. And he was, who's this amazing person, glowing? Remember, Gadadhar is the effulgence of Radharani. So you can imagine coming face to face with the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Doesn't matter, you're Qazi or Shmazi or whatever you are, you're going to be taken. His anger went. And he said, Gadadhar embraced the Qazi and said, "Gaur Nityananda have appeared to deliver everyone with divine love by distributing the sweet nectar of the holy name of Hari. Why don't you chant this sweet name of Hari?" And the Qazi, this is it. Tomorrow I also chant the name of Hari. And Gadadhar said, "Hari Bol! Why tomorrow? You've already chanted today. And the powerful name of Hari will destroy your sins and purify your existence." Gadadhar Das Goswami Ki Jai. And then Dhananjaya Pandit, just a short, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat describes Dhananjaya Pandit as Vilakshana Mahant, having all the characteristics of a great personality. He took part in Lord Gaurachandra's Navadvip Kirtan pastimes before moving to Vrindavan, carrying only a kamandalu on Mahaprabhu's order, but remaining absorbed in love of Sri Krishna and Sri Chaitanya, he traveled widely and preached. He established deities of Gaur Nitai, Sri Gopinath, and Damodar. In Vrajalila, he is Vasudhan, one of Lord Balaram's Radasha Gopas. And that leads us to today, Gopashtami. So what is Gopashtami? Srila Prabhupada writes about this day. But actually these are disciples of Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:15:1. When Lord Ram Shukadev Goswami said, when Lord Ram and Lord Krishna attained the age of Pogunda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it marks of their lotus feet. Feet around you. So this is just before the pastime of the Taliban forest and Dana Kashura. So this is here it is. Ukla anakartike tu smrita gopami amirpudai taddina dasudeva grit gopapurva durvatsapa. The eighth lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik, that's today, is known by authorities as Gopashtami. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a cowherd, whereas previously he had tended the calf. So he's a big boy. He's just 6 years old, but he's big enough. I can handle these cows now. There's a big difference between the calves and the cows. But he's saying, okay, I'm going to handle it. We're going to go out with the cows now. Now, there's all kinds of Leela associated with this day. Radharani doesn't want to miss out on this. This big event. So she and her friends, they find some dhotis somewhere and they dress up and that's why today we can see Radharani's feet, because she has dressed up and gone out. And there's so many other leelas which we don't have so much time to go into, related to the mood of Mother Yashoda. There, how can my little boy go out and with those big, big cows? I mean, they're huge, they're big, they've got these big horns, and they're so dangerous. But Balaram tells Mother Yashoda, but Mother, we're coward boys. If we don't do this, what can we do? This is who we are. We have to do this. So finally, Yashoda relents. But you must take care of him. You take care of him. Don't let him go into any of those forests out there, those deep forests. Don't let him go. You must take care of him. This way she's pacified. She's weak. She goes as far as she can with, as they're going out. Finally, the boys are looking. Come on, we're going out. They've got plans. If we, following this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, unfolds all of Krishna's cowherd boy leelas. With playing peacock, and they've got plans for the day. They're going to have fun. They don't want to be supervised by their mother and held back. But they're going off. So today we observe that day, Gopashtami, and we are going to also go to the cows. I hope all of you will be going to be with our cows here. Little bit about our cows here in Mayapur. We have 265 cows, approximately. Although as we just had a baby, one baby was born. So now I'll ask a question. But most of you are not from here. But if I ask one of the devotees from here, how many devotees are there in our ISKCON? Derek Adama, you have some idea. Somebody, anybody, give a number. Our Ishkan Mayapur. Well, let's give a number. 2,000. 4,500. 4,500? ISKCON devotees. 4,500? Okay. Did you include the cows? No. Are they not devotees of ISKCON Mayapur? They are. Let's not forget that. They are part of our family. Now I'm especially speaking to the devotees who live here in Mayapur. Let us really, really try to feel this. Those devotees living out there, they are our family just as much as any of our god brothers, god sisters, nephews, nieces, birth mothers, birth children, they are also our family. But they have special needs. They're like, what do you have? Sometimes a family has a special needs child, right? Sometimes I don't know if any of you have. But children, some children have special needs because of their birth condition, or so they need more than other children. So in our family, these devotees, they have special needs. They're not able to speak as well as we can and communicate. We have to read their minds to understand their needs. That means spending time with them, being with them, getting to know them. So I encourage all of the devotees here who live in Mayapur particularly, get to know our family over there. Spend some time with them. Today we'll have an opportunity to serve them in a little special way by bathing them and feeding them, giving them some treat. It's like their birthday. Today is, you know, like we go over for Krishna, we have the Krishna Janmashtami. This is the Gopashtami. It's like their party, and we'll go out there and you know, give them nice food to eat. They'll have a good time, wash them up. But we shouldn't just, like, if we have children, we don't just celebrate their birthday and then walk away and leave them for the rest of the year, and just, you know, one day a year we give them nice cake and so on. It's okay. No. We're always thinking of their needs and spending time with them and enjoying them. So this is an opportunity that we have, special opportunity. Many of you in this audience, I believe, don't live in rural areas like Mayapur. You live in a city. And so for you, it's not so easy to have association with the cows. But let's remember, the cows also have their tantamount. Remember, we just got that word tantamount? So what is the cow? How are the cows, what are they tantamount to? There's a saying, Sarva Deva Mai Gau. What is it? How does it go in Sanskrit? One of you must have. Sarva Deva Mai Gau, or something like that. That all the devas, they reside in the cow. So serving the cow is tantamount to serving all the devas and Krishna. That famous verse from the Vishnu Purana. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Itaya Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada writes, he quotes this verse and then writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4:21, 38. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the prime protector of Brahminical culture and the cow. Without knowing and respecting these, one cannot realize the science of God. And without this knowledge, any welfare activities or humanitarian propaganda cannot be successful. Srila Prabhupada is pointing our direction. How can we serve? How can we know? How can we honor and respect the Brahmins and the cows? We have to have this knowledge. Then we can consider that we can actually do humanitarian activity. We can help the world. We can help the world. We can save the world by saving the cow. We can save the world by saving the cow. Srila Prabhupada writes, very, very important purport, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.17.3. I don't know, I have some time. This is when this is in the beginning, describing the advent of this yuga, this Kali Yuga. How does it come? How does it descend? How does it appear? What is going on? Although the cow, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Gam cha dhama dukam dinam vrisham sudra parahatam vivatsam asru varanam chamam yavasam icchati. Although the cow is beneficial because one can draw religious principles from her, she was now rendered poor and calfless. Her legs were being beaten by a shudra. There were tears in her eyes and she was distressed and weak. She was hankering after some grass in the field. The next symptom of the age of Kali, purport, the next symptom of the age of Kali is the distressed condition of the cow. I'll skip forward here. In the Kali Yuga, the calves are separated from the cows as early as possible for purposes which may not be mentioned in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The cow stands with tears in her eyes. The Shudra milkman draws milk from the cow artificially, and when there is no milk, the cow is sent to be slaughtered. These greatly sinful acts are responsible for all the troubles in present society. Save the cow, save the world. All these greatly sinful acts are responsible for all the troubles in present society. Are there troubles in present society? Yes. Or is, things are going pretty well, huh? Hurricanes, droughts, storms, wars, AIDS, whatever. But, no. I think we all are here because we know there is trouble, there is problems, there are huge problems in society today. And Srila Prabhupada has drawn our attention to the cow. And we're all involved. I'm sorry. We're all part of this. If we're not part of the solution, we are part of the problem. We must become part of the solution. Every one of us must think, how can I become part of the solution to this? It is not just in the West. 2 weeks ago, I went to the village nearby here, Srinathpur, and met with 60 cowmen from various villages around here. The cowmen who milk the cows, who bring the milk to satisfy the needs of all you devotees, mostly. Some of you may be getting your milk from our Goshala at a ridiculous price, I should say. Please know what this market price of milk is based on. Please know what these cowherd men say. The men who are supplying your milk. What do they say? I ask them. So what happens when the cows get old and unproductive? What happens to the bull calves? Prabhu, I mean, you know, it costs 1,000 rupees a month to feed a cow. We're poor people. We have to sell them. And what happens when they're sold? Well, I mean, you know, mostly they go to Bangladesh or Calcutta. That's how you can get milk at 25 rupees a liter, when it should be 60, 70, 80. Because in our region, there are 4,000 cows and buffaloes. There should be 25, 30,000. There should be. But 20,000 are gone. If we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem. Let us think, all of us, how can we do something? And the first step is to develop our own relationships with the cows that we know. Maybe we can't today solve the problem of the cows that are going off from Srinathpur and Bariganga and Nidoya. Or if you are living in Mumbai, some of us came up with an idea. Okay, maybe we can't directly save the cow that is giving us milk. But at least let's take that money that we should be paying. You know, we're getting the milk at 25 rupees or whatever, 30 rupees, whatever it is. Figure that whatever you're paying in the market price is approximately one-third. One-third. Because two-thirds of the herd, of the relatives, of the family of that cow's family who's giving you milk, two-thirds of her family have gone. They've been gone. They've been taken. Two-thirds of her family, if not three-quarters of her family, they've been gone. They've been taken. And now we have to worship Nrisimhadev. Jai Nrisimhadev! Jai Gopal Mata, Hare Krishna.
Shri Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki.